Hey there, mom. Are you juggling all the things in motherhood, from managing your time, getting healthy meals on the table, to being a present wife, all while making yourself a priority without feeling guilty? I get it. It's overwhelming. And guess what? The fact that you need support doesn't make you a bad mom. And that's why I created the Real Happy Mom podcast. I'm Toni Ann, a wife and a mom of two little boys, as well as a general dentist and reservist in the Navy. And I get it when it comes to being a busy working mom. On the Real Happy Mom podcast, I'll interview real moms to chat about real life experiences. These guests and experts will help you to navigate the motherhood journey by providing answers to your questions and concerns surrounding raising children, self-care, time management, and so much more. So if you're ready to get rid of the overwhelm and start being a real happy mom, join me inside the Real Happy Mom podcast. Hey there, and welcome back to another episode of the Real Happy Mom podcast. You are tuning into episode number 105. This podcast episode is with Miss Melissa Rifkin. And if this name sounds familiar, you probably have seen her on Instagram at Confessions of a Dietitian. She has a very big Instagram account where she shares a lot of really beautiful meals and healthy meals that will definitely make your life so much easier. Now, on this podcast episode, she is talking to us about her experiences as a new mom, how she is dealing with postpartum depression and anxiety, and delegating some things as a new mom. She is really awesome because she broke her silence about this and is also talking about how she is able to cope with it. And she shares with us moms that it's okay to not be okay. She also shares with some of the common struggles that moms have with preparing healthy meals. And then she teaches us some fast and easy ways to create some simple meals that are healthy and nourishing for us and our kids. She also talks about the importance of staying hydrated and some of the basics of creating balanced meals. And then we talk about a few ideas for meals that we can create in 30 minutes or less, as well as some tasty desserts that we won't feel so guilty about. Now, let's go ahead and jump into this week's episode with Melissa Rifkin. Welcome to the podcast, Melissa. I am happy to have you.
Thanks for having me. Excited to be here.
Yes, I am thrilled to have you. And I am so pumped to have you on and talk to you today. And before we get into our topic, I just wanted you to share a little bit about you and your business.
Okay. So I've been a dietitian for about 14 years. I own and run Melissa Rifkin Nutrition. And I also run the Instagram handle Confession of a Dietitian, which I've been doing since about 2012. And on there, I showcase brands and foods that I admire and like and support. And I'm delving into the baby products and possibly baby food. So that's exciting. And I just try to really show my life there and try to be as real as possible and be supportive to not only people who are trying to lose weight, gain weight, or improve dietary habits, but now I'm becoming a supportive mom. So that's exciting. I also am on maternity leave, but I work in bariatrics at Montefiore Medical Center. And I also manage and work on a nutrition app called Rise, where clients are asked to upload pictures of the foods they eat, and then I comment on portion size and plating and try to provide feedback via pictures.
Awesome. Awesome. And you brought up a couple of things. One, the baby products, because you're a new mommy. Yeah. And so I just wanted to check on you on that. How have you been doing, and how's it been going with this new experience as a new mom?
You know, I've been thinking about this a lot. My son is actually 5 months today, and it's overwhelming to just be a new mom, and then to be a mom in a pandemic is just on a different level. You know, you as a mom, you're like a lion making sure your cub is safe, and couple that with a pandemic, it's like, you know, you're always on guard. It's a little intense and anxiety provoking, but you know, I try to keep us safe as possible. I try to reach out and connect with other moms. I go on walks with moms, you know, wearing masks and whatnot, but we make it happen. I Zoom a lot with some moms to try to keep things normal and just connect, because it feels a little lonely at times and isolating given the circumstances.
Absolutely. No, I totally get it, because it's already hard and you kind of feel like an island already when you're home with a new baby. And then on top of that, like having to deal with quarantine and all that, it's mm-hmm. challenging. So yeah. I was just wondering, what has been the most challenging? I know the pandemic has been, of course, an extra added layer of challenges, but what have you found has been like the most challenging as a new mom?
Probably dealing with postpartum depression, postpartum anxiety, just trying to take care of myself while taking care of another human being and trying to be, you know, the best that I can be so my son, you know, thrives. So that I think would be, you know, the most important thing. And also making sure that he's fed well and nourished and loved and, you know, so there's a lot of things as a mom we have to take care of. It's, you know, it's no longer about you.
Yes, for sure. And I always joke, like when I see like moms who are pregnant, I'm like, you better soak this all in, because once the baby gets here, it's not about you anymore. So yes.
So it's totally true. And, you know, just making sure you're trying to keep order as much as possible. I'm also a working mom from home, so I'm running my business and finding the time and delegating to people too is difficult. Sometimes it's just easier to do it yourself, but if you're running a business, you need to step away. And so I'm working on being able to delegate more.
Yes, definitely. And I think that's like a big thing as moms in general, like we just have to not feel like we have to do everything, but let it go. So definitely in business. But I was just curious, you brought up postpartum depression. Is there anything that you're doing right now that you're using to kind of help with making this easier for you? Because I think that is one thing that as moms, we don't talk enough about, and we kind of deal with it alone in silence instead of getting help and talking about it. But I was just curious, like what you are doing, just to see if it can help any other moms that are listening.
So I even posted the other day that it's okay to break your silence. I think as a mom, we feel like we have to be this superwoman and super mama. And once I kind of opened up and said, hey, listen, like I'm dealing with postpartum anxiety, postpartum depression, a lot of other people stepped forward and said, I am too, and I'm hesitant to get help. So I was not hesitant to get help. I have a therapist and that's been helpful, but I did end up needing to go on medication just to get me over the hump. So I'm not, you know, I think for mothers, it's okay to not be okay. but you know, you're a mom, so it's important that you take care of your own headspace so you can be, you know, everything to your child.
Yeah.
And your family, you know, so your husband too. I think we often forget about our husbands sometimes when we're so like baby business, you know, it's like, I'm still a wife. So trying to juggle it all is really difficult.
Yes. Well, thank you so much for being open and honest about that, because like I said, that's one thing that we don't talk a lot about. And I remember talking to one of my friends and it kind of scared me, because I think I dealt with it, but I didn't know what I was dealing with. So I don't really remember like anything in particular, but when I hear moms talking about, I'm like, oh yeah, maybe I was going through a little bit of that. And I remember talking to one of my friends and she was telling me like, oh, I think I'm going through postpartum depression. I was like, no, like what's going on? Because she's like the most happy-go-lucky person I ever have met. And so it was just, you know, strange, because I was like, wait a minute, like not you, but it is a lot more common than I think. And and I wish that we would talk about it more, just because, like I said, I hate to see moms suffering in silence. So kudos to you for getting help. And I'm so glad that you said that. Yeah, I wasn't afraid to go out and get it, because we definitely can't do this by ourselves.
No. And especially given these, you know, uncertain times. To any woman who's going through or having a newborn and going through some struggles, like, please, you can either reach out to me or, you know, reach out to a professional. It's important to not hide.
Yes.
Especially with winter coming.
Oh, yes. Yes, definitely during that time. Now, Melissa, I wanted to switch gears a little bit and talk about some food, because you are the expert when it comes to that. And as a dietitian, I'm sure you have helped many, many people when it comes to meal planning and, you know, just doing better about their eating habits. So I was wondering, what are some of the common struggles that you see people have when it comes to preparing healthy meals?
Time. It's probably time and inexposure or inexperience in the kitchen. So what helps is doing simple meals that are fast. And one of my biggest recommendations is like a sheet pan dinner, where you essentially just throw veggies, throw your protein on a sheet pan and cook. That's easy. And today, you know, we live in a good world, because today we have technology and things that, help. So the Instant Pot, you know, we made chicken the other night. It was cooked in like 5 to 7 minutes, which is just unbelievably fast. And it's just having these little tools around, or the air fryer, things like that, that change up your meals, but give different textures and flavoring, and really do simplify your life.
Yes, definitely. Because I got an air fryer. Actually, it's funny. I bought the air fryer for my mom for Christmas. And then I was like, hey, mom, I got you the best Christmas present. And she was like, what is it? And I was like, an air fryer. She was like, I've had one of those for months. And I was so disappointed, because I knew I was going to have like the best daughter, you know, award, because I gave her the air fryer first, but she already had it. So thank goodness she did, because I kept it and I didn't have one. And oh, I love that thing. That thing is amazing. It is really, really awesome.
Yeah. No, it's great.
And I know you mentioned the Instapot, and that's the next tool that I want to add, is the Instapot, because I have seen some recipes that are absolutely amazing. And they're like, yeah, it took me like 10 minutes. I'm like, wait a minute. Why am I sleeping in the kitchen when I could be using that? And I've seen how easy it is with an air fryer. And I feel like the Instapot is like the next level when it comes to preparing foods.
It really is. It's so easy. And, you know, you can prepare your foods in advance, like chop vegetables and cut up proteins and even marinate them ahead of time. But another thing that really is important is staying hydrated. I know a lot of moms, I'll speak on behalf of moms and myself, frankly, because in the beginning, when my son was born, there's so much going on, I forgot to drink water. So I wanted to just, you know, tap into that, where, you know, if you are breastfeeding, it's difficult to make adequate milk if you're not well hydrated. So what I have is the Pure Advanced Faucet Filtration System, and it's a convenient and easy solution for filtering your water, which is important, because we don't really think about water per se. But just even making a cup of coffee, it's important, because it can take out contaminants. When you're eating and drinking, you have to also consider your child, because if you are breastfeeding, they're ingesting everything you're eating, essentially. So that's important. Even, you know, when you're having coffee, tea, soups, or even with the holidays coming up, it's, you know, you want to get rid of the chemicals, the chlorine that can be found, or the taste change that can be found from water.
Yes. And I'm glad that you brought that up, because that's one thing that's often overlooked, is water. And I know for me, I'm really trying to stay away from like bottled water and stick with like different filtration systems. So I'm so glad that you brought that up too, just so that we can reduce some of the waste with all the bottled water.
Absolutely.
Because if you really look at like how many bottles you go through in a day, it's a lot. And then times that by all the people in the world, it can get pretty crazy with a lot of plastic. So I love that you brought up that filtration system.
Yeah. And, you know, we often like don't realize what could be in our water, like lead and chlorine and microbial cysts and mercury. So it is something to consider. And we're home more often than mm-hmm. ever, right? So it is, you know, something I've loved having, and I would recommend it to anyone who's at home and it needs clean, beautiful water.
Yes, yes. Now, when we were talking about some of the challenges when it comes to making healthy meals, you brought up time and experience in the kitchen. So I'm just wondering, what are some of the basics we should know when we are trying to prepare these balanced meals?
Well, I like less ingredients. Less is more. And I'm really into using herbs and other seasonings that aren't, you know, sodium heavy and chemically laden. So for us, it's just a lean protein, veggies, and then maybe a side of rice or pasta, or we're really into chickpea pasta, and just having a balanced meal is really important to us. But you don't need experience to make a meal. If you can follow a recipe, then you're golden. For me, I don't like to read lengthy recipes either or instructions. I'm just like, let's get to the point, which is why I like less ingredients.
Yeah.
So just really simplifying with garlic and onion and herbs, I think you can make a tasty meal.
Yeah, I'm sitting here like yes, 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 because I joke a lot that like I don't follow directions very well. Like I always mess up recipes, Melissa, like all the time. And so I'm just like, if it's a recipe that literally like has like four steps and like no more than 10 ingredients, I'm good. Anything more than that, Tony Ann's going to mess it up. So I love that you brought that up, because it is really difficult when you are trying to do those big elaborate recipes, and it can get kind of intimidating, honestly. So I love the Pioneer Woman and I love watching her cook, but when I go to pull up her recipes, those recipes are redonkulous. Like I can't do those things. No.
I love the Pioneer Woman too. I love the Food Network, but agreed. It's more like a fantasy when I watch those shows. And then when I actually get in the kitchen, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's, and I also like, don't want to make a mess, you know? So when it's like super easy, few ingredients and it tastes good, I feel like I scored.
Yes, yes, I am totally with you on that one. Now, for our busy moms that don't have a lot of time for meal prep, and they know that we need like something that's simple and not a lot of ingredients, what are some things that we can prepare in like 30 minutes or less when we're trying to set up for a balanced meal during the week?
Well, I'm a really big fan of taco night. So you could take any protein. It could be fish or chicken or even beef. And all you do is you can marinate your protein however you would like. Maybe, you know, usually we do like a Worcestershire sauce and maybe a little ketchup or garlic, onions, and then cut up tomatoes. You could, you know, cook onions on the side and basically make a taco. Take a, you know, a whole grain or corn taco, put some avocado in there. You could use, instead of using sour cream, you can use Greek yogurt if you'd like, or you can use sour cream, whichever you prefer. But that's fun and easy to assemble. I'm also really big into turkey chili, or you can use beef too, of course. I would just get the leaner cuts of the beef. And soups are going to become more popular right now, right, because of the season. those two are probably my favorites. As well as I also like, you know, a big salad with some protein on top and just make sure it's colorful. But just, you know, make sure when you have your vegetables, you're cleaning them appropriately. That's why the Pure Advanced Faucet Filtration System works so well, because you can ensure that everything is cleaned with quality water. And I'm also, you know, I know we're talking about food right now, but I'm also really into desserts. If you look at my feed, I really like sweets. I thought it was just like a thing during my pregnancy, but it's not. It's still happening. So, and I also like the, you know, the simple ingredients for sweets. So that's important too.
Yes, sweets are definitely important. We need that in our life for sure. So I am with you on that one. Now, I just have a couple questions for you. So I know you gave us some tacos, turkey chili soup, salad, and of course some desserts that we can put together pretty quickly. But I'm just wondering, if there is someone who is vegetarian, who doesn't do the meats, what are some good substitutes for those proteins that you mentioned?
Beans, of course. Tofu, you could do tempeh. Tofu, I think, is really, or beans, I would use if they were vegan. Vegetarian, they could use a cheese or some type of dairy. And, you know, butternut squash soup with, you know, make it with Greek yogurt would be a great, you know, side dish or meal for any vegans or vegetarians. You can even make a taco with tofu. I don't know if that's, we do eggs a lot too.
That is awesome. Yes. Cause I was just thinking, cause I'll be honest with you, Melissa, I watched this documentary and it changed my life, but now I watch, What the Health.
Yeah. We gave up meat for like a year after watching that too.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I stopped eating it. It's only been a few months.
Scared me.
And yeah. I honestly like, and I thought I was going to miss it, but it was only one time that I was really mad, because I was like, I really want some Chick-fil-A right now. I was like, I'll be all right if I don't have it. But I was just trying to get some other substitutes, because I know there are some other listeners that do the vegetarian or vegan meals. So I'm glad that you brought up those options too as well. Now, really cool. Oh, and nut butters. Yeah, I need to write
that. I can't believe I left that out. I literally have peanut butter in like every single recipe of mine. So I'm obsessed.
Yes. And you mentioned the desserts too. And on your Instagram feed, which we'll talk about, there are some really delicious looking things on there. So I'm glad that you mentioned that, because I feel a lot of times when we're thinking about healthy meals, we think that we can't do the sweets because it's not healthy. But I know that you probably have a different thought on that. So you can definitely share that with us and how we can eat desserts and not feel bad about it.
Yeah, I mean, I hate to ever feel, you know, feeling guilty after you eat something is not a good feeling. And food should be enjoyed. It's foods to nourish us, right? So it's almost like you eat something and then you feel like you should be punished, like with that guilt. But I think we should remove that feeling and know that anything we eat, as long as it's in moderation, is not going to have a big impact on our overall health. With that being said, I try to find desserts that have less ingredients, of course, quality ingredients. So I've been making lately these little peanut butter cups. I keep changing the formula. So it's like peanut butter, a little bit of chocolate, and frozen berries. That's the latest. And it's so easy. It takes 10 minutes to put together, and then you freeze them, keep them in the freezer. And I really enjoy them, you know, after dinner or even a treat, because I'm going to get protein. I get a little fruit, and then I've got that chocolate for that sweet kick with the berries, of course. So that's a favorite of mine. When we get off the phone, I'm taking a stab at flourless peanut butter chocolate chip Blondies. Mm-hmm. So this actually might be really helpful for your listeners. I've been asked to avoid soy and dairy from my pediatrician. And I think a lot of breastfeeding moms deal with this too. Now reading labels is like my, I was always reading labels, but now I'm really reading labels and I'm trying to play with different recipes so I can cater to helping other moms who are also dealing with this.
Yes, I am looking forward to those blondies. That sounds pretty amazing. Yeah. Because I love me some blondies. So, okay, I like that. And I like the idea of the peanut butter chocolate and the berries. That definitely sounds like something that not just I can enjoy, but the family can enjoy too. And I don't feel bad that it has like all the sugar. Because my kids are sugar fiends, man. They love sugar. They love chocolate. And I'm trying to like slow that down. So I like that alternative.
Yeah. And getting kids involved in the kitchen too with such a simple recipe is fun. So they can learn how to assemble ingredients and recipes. And it's nice to start from a young age because we all learn from somewhere, right? How to cook. So it's a great thing. It's a nice bonding experience.
Yes, for sure. Now, Melissa, before we sign off, I just wanted you to give us some words of encouragement or a motivational quote for us Real Happy Moms.
So I thought it was appropriate to quote Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's on having it all. Because I think as a mom, you know, we're ingrained to think we have to have it all. And so she said, you can't have it all at once. Who, man or woman, has it all at once? Over my lifespan, I think I have had it all. But in different periods of time, things were rough. And if you have a caring life partner, you help the other person when that person needs it. And, you know, I this really resonated with me because as a working mom, it's hard to juggle it all and have it all. But there are, you know, different times in your life when you're going to have one aspect is going to be really on and the other is going to be really off. But with the support of whether it be a partner or family or, you know, a friend, you know, you can get through it.
Yes, I love it. Love, love, love that one. That was good. I'm going to add that one to my collection. Now, Melissa, if we want to connect with you online, especially on Instagram, tell us where we can find you.
Sure. Yeah. So find me on Instagram at Confession of a Dietitian. Or you can find me at melissarifkinnutrition.com. Please reach out, especially if you're looking for nutrition advice or just ways to improve health overall and any mom advice.
Yes, definitely. And I'll be sure to include all of those links in the show notes. So Melissa, thank you. Thank you for sharing this. This was awesome. And I truly enjoyed having you today.
Yeah, I loved being here. Thank you so much.
Now that does it for this episode of the Real Happy Mom podcast. To find the links in the show notes, make sure you head over to realhappymom.com/105. There you'll find all the links that were mentioned, as well as links to Melissa's Instagram account that you definitely want to check out, and a blog post as well as a transcript of this episode. Now, if you would like to leave me a message about this episode, whether it's something that you would like to hear on the podcast, or you just want to tell me how much you love this episode, scroll down and you will see a little box that says that you can leave me a message there. Go ahead, send me that message over and we can either feature it here on the podcast or, like I said, you can just show me some love if you've enjoyed this episode. Also, if you really have enjoyed this episode and you enjoy listening to Real Happy Mom podcasts, do me a favor and rate and subscribe, or you can take a screenshot of you listening to this episode and put it on your Insta stories. This helps me out more than you know and gets the message out to other moms that this is a great podcast to listen to. Now make sure you tune in to next week for another full episode where I'll be talking to Sloan, and she is someone who I love, love, love. And I'm sure that you're going to love her too, because she is going to be giving us some really good encouragement as well is that kick in the pants that we need. So go ahead and pursue our dreams and our goals. So make sure you tune into next week for another full episode. Take care and with lots of love.